Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Our colleague in the newsroom, Orla O'Donnell, is reporting that Boy B, one of the two boys convicted of the murder of schoolgirl Anna Creagel, has withdrawn his appeal against his conviction. More on that on News Bulletins and the News at One a little bit later on. But now the British Prime Minister Liz Truss has been addressing the Tory party conference in Birmingham in the last half hour, following days of political turmoil prompted by a row over a possible squeeze on benefits and that U-turn on the highest rate of tax. In her first conference speech as Prime Minister, she was welcomed with rapturous applause to the sound of moving on up by M people, but it wasn't the content of the speech that caused a stir, rather a Greenpeace protest. Let's take a listen to some of that drama.
And that's why I promised on entering Downing Street to act. Let's get them removed. Later on in my speech, my friends, I'm going to talk about the anti-growth coalition. But I think they arrived in the hall a bit too early. They were meant to come later on. So we'll get on to them. We'll get on to them in a few minutes.
Okay, that's Liz Truss referring to the Greenpeace protesters as being part of the anti-growth coalition. I'm joined on the line now by political commentator Adam Bolton and John Tong, British and Irish politics professor at the University of Liverpool. Thank you both for joining us. Adam, that was a controversial interruption mid-speech, but a fairly controversial response from Liz Truss. Is Adam on the line? I don't think Adam can hear me. Let's move to John. John, thanks very much for joining us. What did you make of the speech, the interruption and the response?
The speech itself was not the problem for Liz Truss. The speech was relatively competent given the chaos that has preceded it at this conference in Birmingham. Liz Truss dealt relatively well with the hecklers, who were fairly quickly removed from the conference hall. They were waving a banner basically saying, who voted for this? Liz Truss didn't lose her cool at that, and she referred to them as part of the anti-growth coalition, and that was the big theme of the conference speech. It's all about growth. In many ways, you wonder why she did the U-turn on the top rate of tax earlier this week, because she seemed very unrepentant over the policies that she's announced so far. And that really was the theme that was written loud and clear mm-hmm. through that conference speech.
And how did you judge the response of the people in the room to her? I saw lots of smiling faces applauding.
Yeah, there was lots of praise for Liz Truss, plenty of applause, but I'd take all that with a pinch of salt. I remember the Conservative Party conference, a couple of decades ago when Ian Duncan-Smith was getting regular standing ovations. The party got rid of him very soon after. He wasn't even allowed to fight any general elections on behalf of the Conservative Party as party leader. So, the Conservative Party conference hall isn't the barometer. I think what's far, far more of note for the Conservative Party is the plummeting poll ratings. They've gone from a recoverable position of trailing Labour by 10 points when Boris Johnson left office to a position now where some polls have them 33 points behind Labour. That's electoral catastrophe territory. That's simply not recoverable. And whilst Liz Truss does have time on her side, there doesn't have to be a general election until January 2025, you do wonder whether the position is recoverable mm-hmm. given the size now of Labour's polling lead.
Adam, what do you say to that the position may not be recoverable and this is catastrophe territory for the Conservatives and Liz Truss?
Well, I certainly think there's a lot of evidence for that. I mean, remember, when you choose a new leader, you normally expect a bounce. And then when you have a party conference, you normally hope for a bounce. Well, we'll have to wait for the polls later on this month. But the reality is there's absolutely no signs of that bounce being there. And it's also true, I think, that while the demonstrators from Greenpeace undoubtedly helped in the hall and united the party around Liz Truss's theme, as the professor's saying. And what their banner actually said was, who voted for this? And that, I think, is Liz Truss's big problem. She's coming in the fourth Conservative leader in a row, the third appointed without any sort of general election endorsement. She doesn't have the support of her MPs. We know they would have preferred Rishi Sunak. Less than half of the Tory members who were eligible to vote voted for her. So she's really got an uphill struggle to establish a mandate. And the speech was trying to do that with all this talk about growth. Problem with all the talk about growth is no one has actually managed to convincingly connect the policies which she's adopting, saying they'll deliver growth, with evidence that they will.
Mm-hmm. John, she seemed to be making an attempt to make herself relatable too. She was emphasising that she's the first Prime Minister to have attended a comprehensive school. I mean, given what you said earlier on, I don't know how far that's going to make her situation, improve her situation and her position. But did you get that sense that she was very much trying to connect with people?
I don't think it's actually true that she's the first Prime Minister to go to a comprehensive school. So, I mean, there's a fact-check issue there. But, you know, but background may or may not matter. I think what matters to people is policy. I mean, Boris Johnson had a spectacular election victory in 2019, and he wouldn't have ever gone anywhere near a comprehensive school. So that's not the issue. The issue is whether the policies are credible. And I think the problem with the Conservatives is they appear to have lost discipline on two fronts. One is the fiscal discipline. The reason the Conservatives won the last four general elections, or the principal reason, is they were ahead of Labour on who could be trusted to run the economy. That lead has disappeared. And if you're borrowing to fund tax cuts, you've got a problem in terms of your fiscal discipline. The second issue is party discipline, where you've had ministers wandering around this week, wandering around Birmingham, saying different things, being far from on message. You had a cabinet minister, Penny Mordaunt, talking, opposing potential benefit cuts. You had Suella Braverman, the Home Secretary, wanting deeper benefit cuts. So the Conservatives are not all on the same page. And it did contrast with what was pretty disciplined party conference from Labour last week in Liverpool. So therein lies a problem. It's not a question of which school Liz Truss went to, no matter how much she wants to play up that angle.
Donald Trump got in trouble for using songs to walk out and before he made speeches, and he hadn't asked for permission. I just see, Adam, Michael Pickering, the founder of M People, has tweeted, "So apparently we can't stop Truss walking out to our song. Very weird. So sad it got used by this shower of a government. By the way, Truss Labour used it with permission in the 90s. I don't want my song being a soundtrack to lies." I can't understand how politicians and the people who support them make these mistakes.
I don't think they would see it as a mistake. They would claim that they were using the song, people like the song, and they don't really care about M People. I mean, strange enough, I remember being at a Downing Street reception under Tony Blair when some of the showbiz guests were actually M People. So I think there's no doubt about where their affections lay. Although I have to say that there were quite a lot of echoes of Tony Blair in that speech. She used the line, "I believe in growth, three policies, growth, growth, growth." Well, very similar to education, education. Unfortunately for her, a line that's already been used earlier this year by the Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer. She also ended her speech by saying, "New Britain, new era," which again is trying to use at least some of the campaign style of Tony Blair. But as was once said in another context, "I knew Tony Blair, she's no Tony Blair."
Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose then of this speech, Adam, would you say, was to try and pull the party together as opposed to announcing new policies?
Well, I mean, a lot of new policies that are being announced. I mean, that's really the remarkable thing, that normally a prime minister after 12 years of her party in power would have paid a tribute to Boris Johnson, would have talked about what's been achieved over the last 12 years, instead of which Elizabeth Truss is trying to say, you know, it's all rubbish. We've all made mistakes over the last 20 years. It's all been wrong. I'm relaunching. And really what she was trying to do was to say, you know, support my Dash for Growth policies, without reference to the fact that she sat in cabinets and the Conservative Party had been in power for the past 12 years. And I think that's another problem for her, that, you know, whatever she says about change, people remember and know that they've elected the Conservatives over the last few years. So in a sense, if she dishes her own inheritance or disrespects it, that I think also caused problems with some conservatives. And, you know, there are still, in spite of her standing there and saying, I'm going to be bold, I'm going to disrupt things, she didn't actually. She wasn't bold. She didn't tell us what she's going to do about uprating benefits, whether she'll try to squeeze them in real terms. We still don't know whether the government is going to be able to hold out until November the 23rd with its economic statistics. So there's an awful lot of talking tough, not necessarily backed up. And if you couple that with the fact that Liz Truss is frankly a very poor speaker and didn't hit all her applause lines and all that, she probably inspired those conservatives who'd bothered to stay in Birmingham to listen to the speech. Will there be much of a boost for the conservatives outside the conference hall? I think that's very much an open question.
Mm-hmm. John, your take on that, a boost outside the conference hall?
I very much doubt it. I agree with Adam. I think there's a real problem. Liz Truss is not a great communicator. Whether one liked or disliked Boris Johnson, he could at least make people feel better about themselves and about the country. He was, in that sense, a very good communicator. For Liz Truss, it's a real problem. I mean, she's got in such an unnecessary mess. Cutting the top rate of tax at a time which is difficult for the country was a very, mm-hmm. very silly move, which had to be reversed very quickly because she wasn't going to get sufficient support from her own MPs in Parliament. So she's already had a monstrous political embarrassment for actually very little money. You know, the Conservatives, she's actually been quite generous in terms of the aid that's being given to people in terms of their energy bills, for example. That's all been overshadowed by a silly row that only involves £2 billion regarding the top rate of tax.
Right.
So she should fail to communicate the message, and the messages are confused as well.
Okay, we've got to leave it there. John Tong, Adam Bolton, thank you both very much. And that's all we've time for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham. Our broadcast coordinator was Taran O'Sullivan. Research by Ciarán Dunn. On sound, Liam Mullen. And now it's over to Ronan Collins.
Thank you, Claire.